Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are here with Brandon McAhern, the founder of Broccoli City Festival, Broccoli Con, all coming to FedEx Field here in Maryland, April 25th through the 27th. Thanks so much for joining us, Brandon.
Oh, no worries. Thank you for having me, Jason. Appreciate you.
Awesome. All right. Well, before we get into the lineup, because the lineup's insane this year, I want to go through all the how you got all those guys. But just to start off, what's in a name? I want to talk about Broccoli City. I know how the name came about. I know it all goes back to Greensboro, but I want it in your words so you know I can use the soundbite. So, how did you and Marcus? How did you guys start this?
Oh, man, no doubt, man. So the name Broccoli City actually came from, like you said, Greensboro, North Carolina. Me and Marcus are both from there. And if you break it down, green is broccoli and borough is the city, right? And when we first, you know, we wanted to do a T-shirt line. You know what I mean? That's kind of where the start of Broccoli City came from. So we put some T-shirts together, you know what I mean, that had Broccoli City on them. And then we had some other ones that said organic plus fly. And when we put the organic plus fly T-shirts, a lot of people were hitting us up and was like, oh my God, I just went, you know, all vegan. I've been cleaning myself up. Like, this shirt is perfect for me because I'm eating organic and I'm feeling fly. And for us, organic more so meant, you know, just being honest and being transparent, similar to the conversation that me and you were having, Jason. But it ended up turning into, you know, something with eco-friendly living and sustainable living. And we love that, you know, and that's kind of how it began.
Awesome. Now, how much has it, what year did the first music festival happen, and how much has it grown? I don't know if you have the actual, you know, stats at your fingertips, but in terms of, you know, how many, attendance-wise, like, how much has this thing grown?
Oh, man, yo, our first one, we actually did it in Los Angeles. The very first one was in 2010. We had everybody from Dom Kennedy to Pac Div to Kendrick Lamar, like all these kids. And we probably did like 500 people. And that was insane for us at the time. You know what I mean? And then we brought it to Washington, D.C. in 2013. And I could have swore we were going to do like 2,000 people. And it ended up being 5,000 people. And that's when we knew, like, okay, it's something here. It's something here with this broccoli thing.
Why'd you guys move it to D.C.? Everyone thinks, you know, L.A., that's, you know, the bigger celebrity town. Why was D.C. attractive to you guys?
Man, D.C., man, it's just something special about D.C., Jay. I really can't even put my finger on it. I don't know if it's the mumbo sauce. I don't know what it is. But it's something in the energy of Washington, D.C. I mean, you have so many people from different walks of life. And I don't think that people feel entitled in D.C. I think D.C. is a place where people actually, you know, work, you know what I mean, to do things. And they'll actually, you know, they respect the process of what you're doing. And that's why D.C. has been such a great, great backdrop for Broccoli City. And, yeah, man, I think that, you know, like, again, you know, D.C. is just something special in the water out there. You know what I mean? Like, folks are bold, they're brave, and it's just a wonderful spirit to have.
That water, it's that Potomac River. I don't know what's in that water, but yeah. And so, and then so I think I read, correct me if I'm wrong, did last year's was about 30,000 tickets. Is that right?
Yeah. About 35,000 tickets, man. It was a wonderful, wonderful time. Yeah. And then this year, you know, we're making that move over to FedEx Field. Wanted to give people a little bit more room. You know, our job is to kind of increase the experience, right, Jay? So at the end of the day, you know, a lot of people look at Broccoli City as a community festival, which it is. But at the end of the day, just because community is in the tagline doesn't mean that it doesn't have to be just like any other entertainment, you know, experience that you would go to. So our goal is, how do we make Broccoli City Disney World?
Absolutely. Well, you it was at RFK Stadium before, and now it's at FedEx. Where was it when you guys first moved to D.C.? Because you were somewhere before RFK too, right?
Yeah. We did it actually in St. Elizabeth, over there in Southeast, and then before that, we actually did it at the Container Yard, over there in Southeast. It's like we're at the bullpen.
Yeah, right by Nats Park.
Yeah, right by Nats Park. Yep.
Gotcha. But it keeps growing, so you need a bigger venue, and now we're at FedEx, the Redskins Stadium. It's probably the biggest place you could play here. All right. Well, before we get to this year's awesome lineup, remind our listeners some of the other big acts that have played in D.C. here over the past. I mean, I know you mentioned Kendrick when you guys were out in L.A. Before he was even huge. But you've had some big names here in D.C. over the last couple of years. Why don't you rattle some of them off for me?
Man, we've had a couple people, Jay, man. We've had everybody from Erykah Badu to Anderson .Paak to Future to Jhené Aiko, Smino, K-Tronada. We were the first festival that Gold Link ever played. Neo, freaking, God, man. We've had so many great, great talents.
Cardi B? Man,
Cardi B, obviously, yeah. Cardi B, the Migos. We've had Lil Yachty. We had the late, great Nipsey Hussle. You know what I mean? Everybody, you know, take a moment out to show my brother some love. We had, golly, Jason, we've had so many wonderful acts, man, to slide through that thing.
Solange, right?
Solange, you know what I mean? Like, we pretty much got the gamut of hip-hop and R&B acts, man, to slide through that thing. So it's been wonderful, man. Cameron as well, Jess Blaze, Willow and Jaden Smith, you know what I mean, before the Tesla. You know, we had Jaden before the Tesla when he was a little boy. Jada Pickett actually hopped on stage, so shout out to Miss Jada for hopping on stage that year.
Man, you're really taking me back when you throw out Cameron. I'm like, oh boy. All right. So,
oh boy.
Boy. All right. So anyway, let's get to this year's lineup. We talked past years enough, but let's get to this year's lineup. I'm just going to let you say them, because if I say Childish Gambino, I can't use a soundbite. So let's start fresh. Who's coming this year, man?
Man, for Broccoli City Festival this year, man, our headliners are Lil Wayne and Childish Gambino. We also have Black. We have Ella May. We have Teyana Taylor. We have Lil Baby and Gunner. We also have YBN Cordain, which is he's actually from Maryland. You know what I mean? Make sure I say that right. Maryland, from Maryland. we got New Impressions, which is actually a go-go band out the city of D.C. You know what I mean? So we always try to stay connected to the culture of the district, you know what I mean? So we can stay true to the people. And we also have WizKid, which is, you know, world music at its finest, you know what I mean? He's probably Africa's Drake. So we're really, really excited to have WizKid as well. So it's going to be an exciting time.
That's awesome. So that the big, big, you know, concert with Childish and Lil Wayne and everybody is Saturday. But I know you guys also, it's a couple days here leading up to it, right? It's BroccoliCon. It starts, Thursday the 25th, and then there's something else Friday the 26th. What do we have going on sort of in the run-up there?
Man, so one of the things that we did, Jason, was we started BroccoliCon. One of the things when we were beginning Broccoli City Festival, when you're talking about the old days, a lot of people would come up to me and they would ask me, Jay, you know, how did y'all do this? How did y'all put this together? And I was getting that question so many times where it was like, yo, how can we create something where people can kind of come and learn how to create their own Broccoli Cities? Everybody wants to do a festival. Everybody wants to do, you know, something great. But at the end of the day, sometimes you have to nurture yourself. You have to invest in yourself. You have to be around like-minded, forward-thinking people. So that was a big consensus of why we started BroccoliCon, which I'm actually more excited about than the actual festival. And I know that sounds crazy, but at the end of the day, how can we continue to nurture and water each other, especially in our minds, to know that we can do these certain things? You know, I think that Broccoli City has definitely made a lot of young kids look and say, oh, I can do a festival. You know what I mean? Like, if this dude is doing a festival, I know I can do a festival. And that's kind of where the change happens, right? Like, for you, Jay, before you became this wonderful radio personality, you must have saw somebody, you know what I mean? You must have saw it before, you know what I mean? Because we can't be what we don't see. So when we get to see ourselves in positions of, you know, entertainment, power, whatever the case may be, it automatically translates over to, oh, snap, I can do this too. So that's why BroccoliCon to me is just so, so important. And then on Friday, actually, Jason, we have a preview night going on. Which will be trap karaoke activation, where you come out, you can sing trap karaoke music. We also will have live performances by Trippie Redd, as well as Bree Steves, who is a Philly native. We have some personalities coming out. We got B. Simone, which is a huge like Instagram personality, as well as I Am Zoe. He's super funny. Will Smith has actually been posting a lot of his videos on his Instagram. He's the one who does the little FaceTimes and talks to Will Smith in the little square. He's hilarious. So yeah, we're just super duper happy for everything that's going on, Jay.
That's awesome. And I love that you guys are giving back in those first couple days. Like you said, it's a time that another generation, you never know who will spark the next big music fest because they came to this and had some one-on-one time with you guys. But I'm going to take that same concept and flip it around to you. Who was that for you? I want to know more about you coming up.
Oh, man, that's so deep, man. I guess I would say, you know, just the people in the community, man, you know, all the way down to, like, you know, cats who own barbershops back in the day in North Carolina and seeing how they had the ability to help out younger people, whether that was, you know, letting me sweep up the barbershop floor, right? Like, basically empowering me to make a change in my life. And for me, it was those people, you know what I mean? Like old ladies at the church, you know what I'm saying, who continuously bake cookies, you know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, they're giving back, you know what I'm saying? And that was one thing, Jay, I felt like I never really had a mentor. And that was another reason why we started BroccoliCon, because to your point, and I guess to get kind of deep, like when the music kind of changes, like, oh, he's about to get deep now.
Mm-hmm.
I never really felt like too many people reached back. In terms of just, you know, everybody's kind of like that fake busy, Jason. Like,
right.
You know how you email somebody and it's like, oh, I'm so busy, yada, yada, yada. But to your point earlier, you don't know the mind that you're sparking. Like, you don't know who you're talking to, because people have such great potential inside of them. And I just felt like this would be just an awesome way just to continue to give people a glow up, if that makes any sense. And, yeah, man, that's really it. My bad. I hope that was halfway decent, Jay. You might have to record. I mean,
No, it was great. I like when the music stops and we get in the deep, which includes, I want to know how you and Marcus Allen met. You're in Greensboro. I know you grew up together, but I want to know how did that happen, and how did you guys stay in touch? And even you moved to LA together. Like, I want to know this whole story here.
Yeah, man. So me and Marcus actually grew up together. He actually moved to DC after college, and I moved to Los Angeles after college. And basically, I had started the t-shirt line that I was telling you about earlier, and I showed Marcus, and Marcus was like, I'm with you. You know what I mean? Anything you're trying to do, Brandon, I'm with you. And I'll play the Robin to your Batman. Like, I got your back, bro. And, you know, Marcus is somebody who is just very, very resourceful. They kind of call me the left brain one, that just kind of throws out crazy visions. And Marcus is the one that kind of, you know, either calms me down or, you know, all right, B, this is how we should do it. And I think in every business, you kind of do need like a wild one, and then one that kind of can formulate that wildness, if that makes sense.
Absolutely. And what brought you guys out to LA?
Man, you know, for me, I was watching the show Entourage, you know what I mean? And I was seeing, you know what I mean? I was seeing the Vinnies, I was seeing the E's, and, you know, coming back, if you think about North Carolina, if you think about some of these southern towns, it's pretty much go to school, you know, get out of school, find you a nice job, you know, find you a nice lady. And then that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And for me, you know, watching that show, and it goes back to our point earlier about BroccoliCon, you can't be what you can't see. So I saw, you know, Vinny, E, I saw these people, you know, kind of controlling their lives, like doing what they wanted to do, essentially, right? Because the whole game is mentality,
right?
Like, a lion is a lion because of what he believes about himself, right? So, okay, about to start preaching. But if you think about, you know, a lion, when he sees an elephant, you know what I mean? He doesn't see, you know, tusk that can crush him. He doesn't see, you know, a big old foot that can stomp on his back. He sees lunch. And that's
exactly
all because of his mentality, right? You know, so that's what happened to me. I saw this stuff and it changed my mentality. And I was like, oh, snap, like, I can do it too. you know. So why not move to LA and try to pursue these wild dreams of creating a movement that people would actually grow from and learn from? You know, who knew? You know, country boy with ashy knees from North Carolina.
You and me both, man. You looked at you're the lion seeing the elephant and see lunch, and now you know we see broccoli and we see lunch. It's all connected.
My man. All right, my
cool.
man.
All right.
My
well, man. if that's the veggie, Childish is the dressing this year, man. That's amazing.
Straight up.
Just in closing it out, thanks so much for joining us. But just to bring it full circle, why should our listeners come on out?
Man, you guys should come out, man, to be around yet again like-minded individuals, man. Push yourself, invest in yourself. You know, be around fertilizer. You know, that's what this game is, man. You either gonna be around fertilizer or you gonna be around rocks. You know what I mean? So at the end of the day, I would say come out next week so you can get fertilized, so you can build with other people, continue to nourish your dreams, and then have a super good time. I forgot to mention that we got city girls too, so you can come out and, you know, get your dance on and twerk a little bit. But on Thursday and Friday, bring your notepad.
All right, exactly. For the mind and then for the rest. All right, I love it. All right, man.
Yes, sir.
Thanks so much for joining us again. Everybody, again, it's April 25th and 26th is BroccoliCon, and then we have the big festival with Childish Gambino, Lil Wayne, so many more on Saturday, April 27th, out at FedEx Field. Thanks so much, Brandon. You were great.
Thank you, Jason. Have a great one, brother.